The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
8 minutes after 9 o'clock, back here in house, 26 degrees. Nice morning going on. Hump Day Wednesday, February 21st. As promised, got to talk a little foundation news as we do once a month here. Scott Nicholson in from the foundation. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I got to congratulate you now. You are official. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I finally got my business cards printed and delivered. So I feel official when I go and talk to folks.
Right.
Leave those behind.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about the foundation, too. You got some things happening here. You're always busy.
Yeah.
And yep. What's coming up for the foundation?
Yeah, thank you. I've been busy, in the new to the role. One of the first objectives I had was to shore up our advisory committee. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that makes our foundation unique is that we leverage the local leadership to help us determine where we're going to distribute our donors' dollars.
Sure.
And so if I could, just for a minute, I want to do a little name dropping here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our advisory committee is chaired by Shar Schuler. And then we've got longtime members of the committee, Rick Steckler and Lisa Mitzkog-Yegi. And then also going down the list, Ryan Smith, Tara Klosterreich, Pam Broderick, Troy Timian, Jana Finkston, Janet Yeagy, and then I'm really excited. We just confirmed and named Kristen Hasbargen as a member of our advisory committee. So good, strong group of people.
Well, they can get things done.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. I'm looking for local leaders, people that are representative of our market area, mm-hmm. Both from a career standpoint. What do they do in their respective careers? But also looking a little bit geographically to cover Richland and Wilkin County a little bit better than we are today. We're kind of focused primarily in Breckenridge, Wahpeton at the time, but I am talking to some more folks outside of the Wahpeton Metro, if you will.
Sure.
I'd like to see some folks from the greater Richland and greater Wilkin County areas join our group.
So. Scott, if you could thumbnail it for us with an advisory committee with people that show up to the committee that you just named, mm-hmm. what are you looking for specifically from them when you show up and discuss when you talk?
Well, we're looking for a diverse representative group in terms of help us understand the different needs mm-hmm. within our counties, especially here in Richland-Wilkin counties. So we're looking for folks with, agricultural backgrounds. We're looking for folks in health and human services. We've got individuals from the financial sector, education, just to give us kind of a wider breadth of knowledge, what's going on in our markets and so forth. But to your point earlier, mm-hmm. I'm looking for people that are willing to roll up their sleeves and get a little bit of work done too.
Absolutely. And with what you do, it definitely helps having that cross section too, I would think.
Yeah. What we do as an advisory committee is we take the applications from our grantees, which I'll talk about in a little bit. And then we review those applications and we decide, where our dollars will go. Mm-hmm. Our donors have been very generous to us. We've been very successful. And so it's important for us to distribute those dollars appropriately to continue that faith and that confidence in us from the donor perspective. And so, we're looking for an advisory committee member to be someone who's willing to review an application.
All right.
Willing to make a decision as to, yes or no, or how much of an application should be approved. And then we do have a little bit of volunteer work, so we're looking for folks that are willing to roll up their sleeves and help us host our Power of 100 events and mm-hmm. help us partner with Titan Machinery on their golf tournament and so forth. So.
Let's talk about your grantees. You've got some information about this, too.
Yeah, so, new to the position, one of the early things I wanted to get done was get out and talk to a lot of our grantees, face-to-face, if I could. Examples would be the Richland-Wilkin Food Pantry, for example, or I've got an appointment this week with Kinship. I like to talk to the grantees face-to-face if I can. I do have a kind of a virtual like roundtable style meeting coming mm-hmm. up with them here in early March where we'll talk about some of the challenges that they're facing, maybe some of the successes that they've had. You know, any updates that they would want to share. But it's important for me as a director to learn from the grantees, mm-hmm. What kind of challenges they're facing. That allows me to help explain the applications a little bit more thoroughly with the advisory committee. Because, you know, members of the committee get to review an application that comes to us, you know, through a digital platform, of course.
Sure.
But I get the opportunity to sit down face-to-face and talk through, you know, what kind of challenges are you having? How is this, the money that you've applied for, how will that benefit your program?
Sure.
And so it gives me a little bit more in-depth knowledge.
Face to face, Scott. What are the people are still doing that?
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Right.
I think it's the best way to do business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about events. I know the foundation always into events and to raise some funds too. Talk about this a little.
Yeah. So as we're building the calendar for 24, a couple of the key events coming up here early. We've got our spring grant round will open up in April. So those grantees will have an opportunity to apply for funds with us. Those will close in April. And then in May, we're going to have our Power of 100 event on the 15th.
Always a great event.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. And then golf in the summer, and then another grantee round in the fall, and then another Power of 100 event in the fall as well.
You're a busy group, definitely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Rather have it that way, right?
Yeah. But, it's good work. It's work worth doing.
Sure.
So.
Scott, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
I think, you know, I'd just like to direct folks to our website. We're the North Dakota Community Foundation, Richland Wilkin, of course, being a component fund of that. But ndcf.net is our website. And then we also have a Facebook presence as well. Richland Wilkin Community Foundation, all spelled out. And then the RWCF Power of 100 has its own Facebook page as well.
So fantastic. Scott, we're going to talk next month too.
Yep.
And we can talk about things coming up here and Power of 100 and everything else that you've got going. But thank you.
You bet. Thank you
for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Scott Nicholson, we are talking foundation news as we do once a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Got some sunshine going right now, 26 degrees. Good morning.
Songs. She's waiting for that moment of surrender. Her hands are calloused, but her heart is tender. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl. Oh, give me a redneck girl. Give me a redneck girl.
I love that song. I do, one of my favorites from the Bellamy's. That is Redneck Girl, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. It is Dablo. Good morning to you. Hey, you want to save some money? Not just some, I mean a lot of money? Then I got to tell you about Wheeler Dealer. Our February live auction is going on right now at KBMWnews.com. Do we want to do the cash register? Yeah, let's do it. There you go. Here's what you do. Go to KBMWnews.com, find that Wheeler Dealer tab. Give that a click and then look over the items. You can save up to 50% off. Okay, but don't wait around for this because we close things up tonight at 7 o'clock. All right, so head over there right now. Again, it's waiting for you under the Wheeler Dealer tab at KBMWnews.com.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement, along with the Citizen Awareness Program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent.